Starting off with relicensure. This will be the responsibility of the GMC. And after much consideration of what would be a system that is doable, deliverable, not something that would be a major super-added bureaucracy, something that would be reflective of your average practice rather than your theoretical knowledge, this is what the GMC has started to come up with. Something that our trainees are very familiar with, namely a document that they carry around with them reflecting, in their case, their training competencies and their assessments, but in our case, reflective of our practice, practice outcomes, our figures in terms of audit, the type of case mix that we have. That we take part in an annual appraisal. And I would very much hope, and Martin checks up on all of us about this one in our trust, that everyone is doing this and that we are fulfilling what is actually a contractual responsibility. And further, that there would be a what's now called multi-source feedback initiative, whereby a range of individuals that would have the opportunity to speak about how we practice. Interestingly, of all of the components that you're going to be hearing of, this is probably the one that actually has the best evidence base. And having been a guinea pig in the GMC's, purely by chance I might say, in the GMC's first trial of this, it was actually surprisingly painless. It did involve patient feedback, it did involve colleague feedback, and the numbers required for an adequate assessment are surprisingly small. So it's doable. So the key component